I saved every letter you wrote me. From the moment I read them, I knew you were mine. You said you were mine. I thought you were mine. Do you know what Angelica said?
I've been really rehearsing, and I love musicals, and I wanted to audition for a guest role in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think I sound?
That wasn't bad. I thought
it wasn't
me either. Then
I know. It was great. Surprise.
Yeah.
Are you and I the only people that have not seen Hamilton?
I know there's other people who haven't seen it, but people very close to me say that you don't just want to see it once, you want to see it over and over again. So we're way behind the times in terms of that.
I'm embarrassed that I have not seen it yet.
Are you afraid Julie Andrews is in it? Is that why you haven't seen it?
There's still time.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You know, everybody talked about opening night and going, and it's running for quite some time, isn't it? Like, for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just added, like, another, what, 18 weeks or something like that? Yeah, they just opened up tickets till 2018.
Right. Did you see it, Ryan?
No, I'm going in July.
Don't you media stars get free tickets?
No.
Steve, just the opposite.
What? Steve, did you see it?
No.
I am embarrassed.
I listened to the soundtrack, though. It's good. It's solid.
It's very stirring.
I love musicals, and working in close collaboration with the Number Project, which is a local creative agency, the ACLU of Illinois is proud to host an event featuring some of Chicago's most exciting performers. They're all coming together in support of the ACLU's essential work to extend civil rights and civil liberties in our state. And a concert will be going on. It's an ongoing collaboration between members of the cast of Hamilton and the ACLU of Illinois. And we have a couple of people with us today, including Ariana Afsar, who plays Eliza Hamilton. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. And Kelly Cervantes is here. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having us back.
We don't have a lot of guests come back a second time.
Well,
we're
I'm
shocked when it
to.
Happens.
So everybody's hooking up for this The Number Project. Tell us a little about this.
So The Number Project came on board to help us produce this event. Ari and I had actually both separately reached out to the ACLU and were like, what can we do to help? And the ACLU and their brilliant minds there were like, we need to get you two together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari had this brilliant idea to host this concert with the ludicrously talented cast of Hamilton, with all of the proceeds going to the ACLU. And it started out as it was going to be this nice, simple cabaret night. And then it has kind of exploded into what I think will be one of the hottest events this spring in Chicago. I think we're even a little blown away by what this night is turning into.
Now, who, aside from Ari, who else is going to be there? It's star-studded, isn't it?
Yeah, so we have Wayne Brady, who is going to be performing before he heads out of Chicago.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that the clock was ticking on Wayne Brady. What happened
there? Yes, it was for a short period of
A limited run that he was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
How's
know
he been?
Incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
What are you going to say? Not really.
No,
that good.
I mean, I think also, like, on and off stage, he's just, like, a delight and so funny and hilarious. And we have, like, our rituals backstage that you know, you tend to find, but we found ours really fast, which was really fun.
But he had to be good because they didn't need to stunt cast this show. Everybody wanted to see Hamilton before Wayne Brady was added, so he had to be good, right?
And he's phenomenal.
Good.
So Wayne will be performing... the girl who plays Peggy / Mariah, Samantha Marie Ware, will be performing. Chris Lee, who plays Thomas Jefferson Lafayette. We just have, like, Miguel Cervantes, of course.
Do you know him, Kelly?
I know him a little bit, you know, passing.
I think it's one time I sent an email to Kelly, and I'm like, these are all the performers. And then I sent a separate email, oh, yeah, and your husband.
Yeah.
I always think it's a given, and I'm like, wait, what am I?
Poor Miguel gets, you know, pulled into doing all of these. He's got four concerts coming up in the next 6 weeks. And I'm like, and you're going to do this one, and you're going to do this
sure,
one.
Sure, load him up. For people who don't know, he's got a fairly decent-sized role in Hamilton.
You know, smidgen.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, he
you
plays
know.
Hamilton.
The Hamilton.
Yeah, he's Hamilton. Right.
And then also I think what's really cool is it's turned into more than just Hamilton cast members. So we have people from across Chicago that are coming together. So we have a Bucket Feet is one of our sponsors, and they're going to be creating a shoe for this event.
Wow.
We have Scent Rock. That's going to be an artist that's going to be involved. I mean, this is really turning into a huge thing. We have people outside. I don't want to say it yet, but can we? Well,
yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Adam Jacobs will be performing from Aladdin. And then we have some local Chicagoans. Jamila Woods will be performing. So it's turning into a whole thing. Yeah.
That's great.
Which I'm really excited about. I think that's one of the coolest things that I've experienced here in Chicago is the camaraderie and the collaboration efforts here in Chicago. Like everyone wants to get involved and support each other. And that's rare. I didn't experience that type of collaboration in any other city.
It's a big city, but it feels like a large town.
Right.
And I think that was something, you know, Ari and I have talked about. The Chicago community has just sort of completely embraced Hamilton and the cast. And, you know, it's this exciting thing. But Miguel and I and our family, we love it here. We're like not planning on leaving anytime soon.
Yeah.
And this is just this awesome way that that we can all give back to this incredible community that has welcomed us with open arms and embraced the show and the cast and the cast's families. And I think this is just an incredible way that, you know, we can sort of ingrain our way in the community so that you know that you're not getting rid of us anytime soon.
Oh, that's good to know, because we still have yet to see it.
I know. What?
We'll go through the spanking machine later. When is this big concert you speak of? This is happening. Is this Monday, April 3rd?
Yeah.
And where?
In Moonlight Studios. Tickets are available online at www.thenumberproject.co/riseup.
Yep.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
So go online, get your tickets.
And it's going to be, I mean, like we said, it's a collaboration event, but even the space itself is so cool. It's an abandoned, not abandoned, but it was an old printing warehouse.
Oh, I love these new
places. It's so cool. And then these huge chandeliers. I mean, it's just going to be an event. And we are so excited to be giving back to this community and also ACLU, where we both are on the board for the Next Gen Society of ACLU. And we've really found our calling, or I don't know exactly.
The ACLU, it's such an incredible organization because they don't just focus on one item.
Right.
They are looking across the board. So you have, my daughter has epilepsy, so they do a lot of work with disabled. Obviously, the transgender community, anyone of color. So it is across the board, all of these issues that are so prevalent, and all of these people who on their own might be a minority. But when you bring that whole group together, they're the majority. And it is this vast group of voices that together can make a difference. And the ACLU is out there in the courts. They're out there on the front lines making the fights that as individuals, we may not be able to make, but they can. They can make a difference, and they need so much support right now.
They're protecting civil liberties in a time when everyone needs protection.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's look at what's going on. The current administration in Washington is at odds with the ACLU. Did you think you'd see this, that it would come to the boiling point?
But it's every. I mean, they've sued every person that's walked into the Oval Office.
Yeah.
So they're not. I mean, I think that's unfortunately the situation of people thinking that the ACLU is leaning one way, but they're just fighting for our rights. They're fighting for our constitutional rights, no matter who you are. And sometimes it's for the good, bad, and the ugly, and something you don't necessarily personally agree with, but they want to make sure that every amendment is held and every president is held accountable.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that we do have to remember. If we have any negative feelings towards the ACLU, we need to remember that everyone has been sued.
Yeah.
Everyone. So we need to come together to make sure that our rights are protected.
You're listening to Ariana, or Ari Afsar, who plays Eliza Hamilton. Kelly Cervantes in the studio with us as well. And all right, so this isn't going to be a production of Hamilton. This is going to be what? I mean, what can we expect when we go on When is it again? April 3rd, Monday.
Yeah, so you have a group of people in Hamilton that are extremely diverse in skill sets. So we will only be performing A, original music or different interpretations of songs. Like, for example, I'm going to be singing Classic Man by Jadena, reappropriating this hip-hop song. You know what I mean? So, like, they have a lot of different individuals that have very different skill sets. But then we're opening the show with Rafael Costello, who is going to be rapping in the very beginning. We'll have performances over this big screen that'll be performing. So it'll be a night of talent, all different types of forms, dance, music, art, you know, sponsorship that we said, create like artists as well. Like
fine,
it's
art
just
as well. Yeah, I think it's, you know, the this cast, and there are so many incredible artists in Chicago, and bringing them all together and allowing some of the, you know, this Broadway talent to show the other side. They are incredibly skilled as dancers and as singers, and to let them express themselves in a way that is true to themselves, all to benefit the ACLU.
I sent in a demo tape of me singing Chance the Rapper songs, but haven't heard that yet. Is that probably this week I'll hear, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
We will have auditions for you later.
Can't you spin plates?
Yeah, I also spin plates while I'm doing Chance the Rapper music. So
wild Chance the Rapper.
I don't know if you have a show closer yet, but consider
all right. Okay, I'll tell Wayne.
I can juggle in the background behind you.
That's a good selling point. If you wouldn't mind, let's talk about the phenomena that is Hamilton. Did anyone see this coming? Was there anyone in the world who, when this was first submitted as a Broadway musical, went, this is going to be the show of the century? Did anyone see that?
I remember talking to friends who had gone down to the public to see it when it was did its off-Broadway run before moving to Broadway, and everyone was like, oh my goodness,
really?
This is incredible. And then Miguel was in If Then on Broadway with Stephanie Clemens, who is now the associate choreographer, and she was a part of all the workshopping of it. And I remember talking to her about it, and she was saying, this show is kind of unreal, because Miguel actually auditioned for it back when they were workshopping it. And he was like, he would have had to have left a Broadway show to go do the off-Broadway run. And he was like, do I leave a Broadway show to go do this off? And Stephanie was like, if you get this, you absolutely do. He didn't get it, so he didn't have to that time around.
Yeah.
But I mean, the hype for this show has been years in the making, but there hasn't been a show like this.
I don't think so.
On paper, though, it sounds like, really? We're going to learn about Hamilton in rap music. And on paper, it was like, okay, good luck with that. And yet it was so different and unique that it has captured everyone.
Well, I mean, I think you always say, what I always say is it's like, it's talking about our founding fathers, but the way that we look and the way that we act and speak today.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool. And it resonates with 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds,
yes,
up to 70-year-olds. So that is unprecedented. And I think that's the biggest thing that I take away from it as, you know, as half Bangladeshi. My last name is Skylar. My sisters in the show are of completely different ethnicities, and nobody questions it. And I've never got to experience that before.
Yeah.
It's pretty unique.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
You had seen the show prior to being cast in it, right?
I joke. No,
you
I
hadn't.
Did not.
Wow.
So I went into my audition, and Tommy Kail, who's our director, was like, so have you seen the show? And I'm like, dude, no. I've tried the lotto every single day. I can't get a ticket. And so I joke, and I said the easiest way for me to get a ticket to Hamilton was to book the show. And then I finally was able to
Now you get to see it. This is good not just for the show Hamilton, but it's good for all musicals and all plays, because people go to see it who maybe wouldn't be subjected to it, and they go, wow, I like an evening out in the theater. I'm going to do this more often.
Well, and it's turned into every – I mean, you hear – every TV show mention Hamilton. Just on Grey's Anatomy, they mentioned Hamilton, Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so cool. So
that's nice.
So it's really broken the mold outside of musical theater, but into music with the mixtape, where we had Ashanti and Usher and John Legend on the mixtape, and into the into TV and film land as well. So I hope that this type of color conscious casting will also just bleed into every other opportunity as
Wouldn't
well.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is it a dream come true for you?
I don't think it was a dream that I even thought that I could achieve. I remember when I had the audition, I laughed. I'm like, all right, whatever, we'll see. And then this
and now
happened.
This.
So I
wow.
think the biggest thing and lesson that I've learned is to throw all of your marbles up, all of your options and opportunities, to not be so focused and putting your blinders up, because you never know what opportunity is going to come your way.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Kelly, real quick, we don't have a whole lot of time, but catch us up to date on your daughter and tell a little background about your daughter's story. We discussed this last time.
Yeah. So she has a form of childhood epilepsy called infantile spasms, which is pretty devastating to her development. So she just turned 17 months old, but she's still functioning around about a 3-month level. She's still having seizures every day. But I do have to say that in the last few weeks, we have seen continued improvement. And it's small. We call them our little inch stones, but she's connecting more. She is so much more verbal. We actually took her to the ACLU luncheon last Friday, and she was jabbering away with the rest of the speakers. Aww. I was like, Adelaide, shh. smiles are still pretty rare, but we get them every once in a while. And she had physical therapy this morning and was, she can almost sit unassisted. Like, so she's making these small improvements. And Miguel will be headlining the Cure Gala on May 15th. And so we're still pushing forward with Cure Epilepsy and trying to help them in every way that we can. And supporting our daughter and just hoping that we can continue to see that improvement every day.
She may not be smiling on the outside, but I'm sure her heart is smiling for what wonderful parents she has.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So continued success with her. TheNumberProject.co/riseup is how you get information about this big gala, which is going on, a big concert Monday, April 3rd. It's happening Moonlight Studios, 1446 West Kinsey Street. We just wanted to help you get the word out
there.
So
thank you so
good
much.
Luck.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies. Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.